Chapter 12, Metamorphosis. I remember thinking to myself, there is no escape for me now. Even if I make a run for it and manage to dodge the lot of them, I still won't get out because the doors are chained and locked. I'm finished. I'm done for. Oh, Grandma, why are they doing this to me? I looked around and I saw a hideous, painted and powdered witch's face staring down at me, and the face opened its mouth and yelled triumphantly, "It's here! It's behind the screen! Come and get it!" The witch reached out a gloved hand and grabbed me by the hair, but I twisted free and jumped away. I ran. Oh, how I ran. The sheer terror of it put all my wings on my feet. I flew around the outside of the great ballroom, and not one of them had a chance of catching me. As I came level with the doors, I paused and tried to open them, but the big chain was on them and they didn't even rattle. The witches were not bothering to chase me. They simply stood there in small groups, watching me, knowing for certain that there was no way I could escape. Several of them were holding their noses with gloved fingers, and there were cries of, "Pooh! What a stink! We can't stand this much longer!" "Catch it then, you idiots!" screamed the Grand High Witch from up on the platform. "Spread out in a line in the room and close it on and grab it. Corner this filthy little gumboil and seize it and bring it up here to me." The witches spread out as they were told. They advanced towards me, some from one end, some from the other, and some came down the middle between the rows of empty chairs. They were bound to get me now. They had me cornered. From sheer and absolute terror, I began to scream. "Help!" I screamed, turning my head towards the doors in the hope that somebody outside might hear me. "Help! Help! Help!" "Get it!" shouted the Grand High Witch. "Grab hold of it! Stop it yelling!" They rushed at me then. About five of them grabbed me by the arms and the legs and lifted me clear off the ground. I went on screaming, but one of them clapped a gloved hand over my mouth that stopped me. "Bring it here," shouted the Grand High Witch. "Bring the spying little worm up here to me." I was carried onto the platform with my arms and legs held tight by many hands, and I lay there suspended in the air, facing the ceiling. I saw the Grand High Witch standing over me, grinning at me in the most horrible way. She held up a small blue bottle of mouse maker and she said, "Now for a little medicine. Hold his nose and make him open his mouth." Strong fingers pinched my nose. I kept my mouth closed tight and held my breath, but I couldn't do it for long. My chest was bursting. I opened my mouth to get one big quick breath of air, and as I did so, the Grand High Witch poured the entire contents of the little bottle down my throat. Oh, the pain and the fire. It felt as though a kettleful of boiling water had been poured into my mouth. My throat was going up in flames. Then, very quickly, the frightful, burning, searing, scorching feeling started spreading down into my chest and into my tummy and on into my arms and legs and all over my body. I screamed and screamed, but once again the gloved hand was clapped over my lips. The next thing I felt was my skin beginning to tighten. How else could I describe it? It was quite literally a tightening and a shrinking of the skin all over my body from the top of my head to the tips of my fingers to the ends of my toes. I felt as though I was a balloon and somebody was twisting the top of the balloon and twisting and twisting and twisting the balloon and was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and the skin was getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and soon it was going to burst. Then the squeezing began. This time I was inside a suit of iron and somebody was turning a screw, and with each turn of the screw the iron suit became smaller and smaller so that I was squeezed like an orange into a pulpy mess with the juice running out of my sides. After that, there came a fierce prickling sensation all over my skin, or what was left of my skin, as though tiny needles were forcing their way through the surface of the skin from the inside. And this, I realise now, was the growing of the mouse fur. Far away in the distance, I heard the voice of the Grand High Witch yelling, 500 doses! This stinking little boy has had 500 doses of the alarm clock and it has been smashed and now we are having an instantaneous action. I heard clapping and cheering and I remember thinking, I am not myself any longer. I have gone clear out of my own skin. I noticed that the floor was only an inch from my nose. I noticed also a pair of little furry front paws resting on the floor. I was able to move those paws. They were mine. At that moment, I realised that I was not a little boy anymore. I was a mouse. "Now for the mouse trap," I heard the Grand High Witch yelling. "I've got it right here, and here's a piece of cheese." But I wasn't going to wait for that. I was off across the platform like a streak of lightning. I was astonished at my own speed. I leapt over Witch's feet right and left, and in no time I was down the steps and off to the floor of the ballroom itself and skittering off along the rows of chairs. What I especially liked was the fact that I made no sound at all as I ran. I was a swift and silent mover, and quite amazingly, the pain had all gone now. I was feeling quite remarkably well. "It is not a bad thing after all," I thought to myself, "to be tiny as well as speedy when there is a bunch of dangerous females after your blood." I selected the back leg of the chair and squeezed up against it and kept very still. In the distance, the Grand High Witch was shouting, "Leave the little stinkpot alone! It is not worth bothering about. It is only a mouse now. Somebody else will catch it soon. Let us out of here. The meeting is over. Unlock the doors and shove off to the Sunshine Terrace to have tea with that idiotic manager." And that's the end of the chapter. So the next chapter is chapter 13, and that one's called Bruno. But before that, I'm going to set some questions. I'm going to set a good, an amazing, and an awesome question for chapter 12, Metamorphosis, and then I'll post the next chapter tomorrow.